Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Lucille Kring is in the house, Anaheim City Council member, Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Anaheim. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
Glad to have you with us. We're going to chat with Lucille almost all the whole hour this morning, so we're going to get some great information for you. And I share this with you on a regular basis because I do get this question all the time. Why do I focus so much on Anaheim? And it's very simple. I look at Anaheim, one of the largest cities in the state, being a leader in the state. So that's why we chat so much about Anaheim. Sometimes there are some leadership going in the wrong direction within Anaheim, but we'll talk about that as well. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, come directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Every day on Ron Siegel is a celebration. There's a lot to celebrate today. Some of them are fairly interesting ones. National Deep Fried Clams Day. We can live
Ooh.
With that. National Vinegar Day.
Wow.
National Family Literacy Day. That one we can get along with. And I guess the one that I will celebrate most today, having beaten anorexia, I will be celebrating National Calzone Day today. That one looks like something that I'll drink to that. Or I'll drink to anything, maybe. I don't know. We'll follow along. What's happening in the markets this morning? We are looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 46, almost 47 points. Oil up 4 cents a barrel, not doing a whole heck of a lot there. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up almost 4 basis points, 0.04%. 1.863 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury. And the big question that everybody wants to know the answer to, why is all of this happening now? Whoops, wrong button, sorry. So we'll give you a little drum roll, and being that I hit the wrong button, I guess we're not going to go to the whole quiet those guys on the drums down. So here's the reason that we're seeing the markets acting the way they are acting this morning. We've got stronger than expected data coming in from Asia and Europe, causing the global bonds yields to move higher. That means the bond prices dropping. Chinese PMI, an important indicator for manufacturing sector, reached the highest level since July 2014, the PMI readings from Japan, South Korea, and European countries also stronger than expected. The Bank of Japan made no moves in their policy changes. And the big one right here, the Institute for Supply Management's gauge of factory activity rose 51.9 in October from 51.5. The economists expected 51.7. And anything over 50 means that our economy is expanding. Do you think any of this has to do with our elections? And we've talked about this before. How in the world do they get our GDP numbers to say exactly what they want them to say the week before an election? Well, it's basically because we've got no legitimate media in our country any longer. Think about it. Why would our GDP have come out with a higher expected number? And I told you it was going to come out with a higher expected number because the media will not report on the fact that the reason it is higher than expected is because of the inventory buildups. When you build up the inventories, and they note all these issues, right? They're plain if you want to look for them. When inventories are built up, they show that there's more productivity. Oh, yeah, the Institute for Supply Management factory activity number is up. But they don't talk about the fact that inventories are building. Now, in the next month or two, we're going to see, yeah, inventories came back down, GDP back down right after the election. The big other issue that's going on right here is because of all of the problems in the administration, and now that we know that Hillary Clinton is a cheater, and I'll explain that in a minute, we know that it's factual. I mean, it's in the emails that they talk about her cheating. Very, very interesting. You're not going to hear this anywhere else either. But think about that. When we talk about those numbers and the GDP looks good, well, maybe some people feel the economy is turning around and vote the way the media wants people to vote. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I think Gomer just walked into the studio.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, those of you that are old enough, you probably realize Gomer did just walk in, gave us his little message. Those of you that are young probably don't remember Gomer Pyle. Look it up on Google. It's there. So how in the world is it that I know for certain that Hillary Clinton is cheating? Let's think about this. Anybody listening ever gone to college? Anybody listening ever gone to high school? If you go and steal or get a hold of test questions before the test and the answers to those questions before the test, what happens then? Is that considered cheating? Is that considered, you know, violations? Well, there are emails going back and forth now that Donna Brazile, who is also apparently a liar and misrepresenting herself, she was fired from CNN on the 16th of October. Do you know why she was fired from CNN? Yeah, she got a hold of debate questions, gave those, and we know these, through the WikiLeaks emails to John Podesta. John Podesta, the campaign manager and longtime friend of Hillary Clinton, gave those, again, through the email system, we know this, to Hillary Clinton. What would have happened if Donald Trump had been given the questions to the debates? Do you think it would have been on the front page of every newspaper, every broadcast throughout the country? Yeah, I agree as well. Do you think that what happens on with if you get those questions to a test? Are you supposed to turn those in? What happens if the faculty finds out that you got the test questions in advance and the answers in advance? Do you think you might be kicked out of that institution? Do you think that could happen? Do you think it should happen? Well, not in this day and age and not in the Clinton world. But here's one of the other issues that we just got this information. This comes from the Media Research Center, that the big three networks attack Comey. Yes, FBI Director James Comey. They're attacking him because he's doing his job as opposed to the subject matter by a count of 3-1. I think there was like 90 different mentions. I might even have it in my notes here. Yes, they attacked Comey 88 times versus the idea that Clinton, maybe she did something wrong, 31 times. Think about that. That is from the Media Research Center. And I'll give you another piece of information. Media MRC analysts at Media Research Center discovered the big three networks evening, ABC World News Tonight, CBS Evening News, NBC Nightly News, and morning show programs, ABC's Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, NBC's Today devoted a total of 2 hours and 19 minutes and 49 seconds to the Comey story. Not the Clinton story, the Comey story. Well, it's not about Comey. He's just doing his job. He's an investigator. He leads the FBI in investigations. They're not investigating this for no reason. It's not that, and here is some supposition. I'll throw a little supposition here to go with all the other facts that I gave you. Comey was told not to release this information by his boss. Yeah, in the Department of Justice. When he asked, "Are you giving me an order not to release it?" he was told no. Think about that. Why would they say, "No, you're not being ordered to do it"? Well, it's deniability. So then he goes out and tells the Congress, as he said he would, that he's doing his job. Unbelievable. At least we got somebody in Washington that might be doing a job. You are listening to Ron Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be discussing the California ballot proposition. I think we're going to get to all 17 of them with Lucille Kring. I don't think. I haven't even got to all of them with you, and I spend doing it on my own. That's amazing when we have a conversation. No possible way we're going to do all of them. Top reverse mortgage alternatives to retire that retirees should know. We will chat about that. Buying a home, 4 demands to make on your real estate agent. And is it okay to retire with a mortgage? probably know my opinion, but we're going to talk about all of that and more when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. You can get that right there. Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. If you don't have a will, if you don't have a trust, and you have kids or you have a home, shame on you. You really need to get that. Do you really want the state of California, the government, the state government, to be part of your succession plan? Do you want them to be one of your heirs? Well, Heritage Financial, they create the best trust I've ever seen. I've been looking at trusts and wills since the mid-90s when you start looking at financial planning for people. This one is the best I've seen, and not only is it the best I've seen, it's probably one of the least expensive I have seen. And on top of that, if you are a Ron Siegel Radio listener, obviously you are, we've got a 25% discount in the gift bag for you. So all you need to do is text RSR gift bag, the 79564, you will get a copy of that coupon. There's a lot of other, there's about $1,000 worth of gifts in that bag for you. The question this morning, is it okay to retire with a mortgage? There are a lot of folks, and I'm going to tell you this from two different standpoints. If you want to retire with no mortgage, there are folks that say they want to retire no mortgage. And from an emotional standpoint, I cannot compete with that concept at all. You might want to be retiring with no mortgage just because it is an emotional issue. But I'll go the other side of that. I'm going to also tell you from a financial standpoint, there's no doubt that you are better off having a mortgage than no mortgage, especially if you've been saving your money, if you've been following the suggestions we give you on Ron's Radio. You're going to be much better off with the mortgage. Why? There are no reservations for Alzheimer's disease, dementia. There's no reservations or predictions when you might break a hip, need a knee replacement, be disabled, any of those issues. I can tell you this from being in the lending industry for many decades, there are no loans available for people that are in desperate need of a loan. There is plenty of money available for those people who want money. Take care of those things in advance. Get a reverse mortgage if you want it in advance. Jay Kaplan will show you how to do that totally free. Cost you absolutely nothing. You follow his guidance. So don't tell me it's too expensive. Free is a pretty good price. And then you have access to the funds that you want. You can have tax planning when you want. You can save money. You can make a payment when you want. But more importantly, when there is a need, you have access to the biggest asset most of us ever have. Just a thought right there. If you want to chat about it, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will chat with you about it. That's the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Get the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. It is totally free to you. Going to chat this morning, the propositions. We've got the election coming up, and contrary to the robocalls that you have been getting in Los Angeles County, the election is not on November 11th this year. It's not going to happen. I know there's been have you heard that, Lucille?
No.
There have been robocalls going out in Los Angeles County that the election is November 11th.
Oh, dear.
Now, I don't know who's behind the robocalls. If you get one of those calls, please, please, please call your local law enforcement, because that is against the law. I say tongue in cheek many times that the election for Republicans, November 8th, Democrats, November 9th, that is a joke. That is a joke. Just it's November 8th for everybody, unless you're in early balloting or, as I do, absentee balloting. Just because I'm going to share with you, there's a great, in my opinion, there's a catch to absentee balloting. You don't want to do it too early. 4 years ago or 8 years ago, I don't remember what it was, I cast my absentee ballot for Rudy Giuliani in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
He had already dropped out before it got to California. So you can't do it too early. You might not have known about this criminal stuff, criminal in my opinion stuff, that's going on with Hillary Clinton right now if you had cast a ballot too early. So you don't want to do it too early. But when you've got 17 ballot propositions, Lucille, what are you supposed to do?
Actually, the best answer is vote no on everything. I love that idea, November the 11th. That is Veterans Day, and I'm going to put a plug in here. I've been in charge of the Veterans Day celebration in Anaheim for many, many, many years. So please come to the Museo on November the 11th at 11 o'clock. We will be celebrating Veterans Day and also the Marines' birthday, because it's their birthday. And we've adopted the Muse out of Pendleton. So it's a glorious day. It's usually a beautiful, beautiful, warm day. So come and be recognized for your service to our great country. But you're absolutely right about the early voting. But then don't vote too late, because you may miss the whole thing too.
Right. So, gotta be on time, get an absentee ballot, which is probably too late to get one now anyway.
Yeah, it's too late to get for 7. Actually, I agree with you. Early voting, because we do have early voting, and when you're running for an office, it's like you're a fish out of water, because We know the absentee voters, and we know who the same day voters are, election day voters, but you can't capture the early voters. So like you, they may have all voted. They haven't gotten any literature. They haven't talked to anybody. They haven't read the newspapers. So they could have been voting for Rudy Giuliani or for somebody else who is no longer on the ballot, or something had happened with the Clintons. And you say, I voted for whom?
Right.
What did I do?
Exactly. And there's a lot of people right now that are changing their minds, or heck, the Doug Schoen, right? That's a big time supporter for many, many years of the Clintons, just came out in the last 2 days saying he's not voting for Hillary.
Right. I heard that.
That's a major change. I mean, and he's somebody that probably has more knowledge than the average person.
And influence.
Right.
But, and that's the problem. If you've already put your ballot in the mail, it's gone. You can't recapture it. You can't say, oops, I need a second try. But,
and then the one that I was really excited about, obviously he was gone by the time we got to vote in California, but he proved to me that I was wrong. I mean, talk about a loon, is John Kasich, right? I mean, he just said that he wrote in John McCain as his candidate for president.
Oh,
I mean,
perfect.
Yeah,
he missed that ship a few years ago.
Great leadership right there.
He stayed in the race much too long because he said, I can do this. I can pull it out. And he still hasn't come out for Trump. But
right. And he just said he wrote in John McCain.
Perfect.
Unbelievable.
So there's another vote that's wasted.
Right, exactly. Let's talk about some of these ballot initiatives that are going to affect every one of us.
And mostly with money.
Mostly with money. And I'm going to share with you. I'll tell you, because I've gone through, I've shared my ballot thoughts with many, many people. I've actually done a couple of broadcasts. We've gotten through about three quarters of them. I do a lot of research on these, and I love the website Ballotpedia, Ballotpedia. And it gives you some great information about every one of the propositions, who is for it, who's against it. Gives you the information in pretty plain English terms. And I'm going to share that information, then we're going to chat with Lucille Kring. She is the mayor pro tem, city of Anaheim, running for city council in Anaheim. So we're going to chat with Lucille. We'll chat. Let's go to we should start off with 51, Lucille.
Bad proposition.
Bad proposition.
Before we
get that far, which we already went. So what I want to do is, because I don't know about you, I can't remember what all of these things. There's so many of them now. So Proposition 51 is the California Public School Facility Bonds Initiative, and that's a vote of yes states issuing $9 billion in bonds to fund improvement and construction of school facilities for K-12 schools and community colleges. I don't know where there's any 12th grade community colleges, but that's just me. And a no vote opposes the state issuing $9 billion in new debt to fund this improvement. So let's scroll down just a little bit. So supporters are Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, Tom Torkelson. We've got the California Democrat Party, the California Republican Party, the California Young Democrats, all in favor of it. Los Angeles County Democrat Party, Business Association, California Business Properties Association is in favor of it. Obviously, the school districts are all in favor of it. The unions are mostly in favor of it. The opponents. Now, here's a very, very interesting dichotomy, and you find this on Ballotpedia. Jerry Brown is against it, and Jerry Brown and Tom McClintock agree on anything is news. So they both are against the proposition. The California taxpayers are against it. What do you say, Lucille?
I'm against it. Howard Jarvis is also against it. The County of San Diego tax fighters are against it. I can see why the unions would be for it, because it says jobs, jobs, jobs. And for those who don't realize, $1 billion has 12 zeros after it. That's a lot of zeros. And that's $9 billion. And you're going to have to pay it back. Your kids, your grandkids, they'll be paying this when they're in college with their kids. So it's just a bad thing. We spend so much money on education, and I'd like to see the results turn out a little bit better. We forced kids to go to college. We forced them to do not deserve to go to college. They don't want to go. They're not equipped to go. They spent 2 years doing remedial English and just to be there in college. And it is really sad. That's why very few people graduate in 4 years. This is a travesty that will take years and years and years to pay off.
You made a comment there, Lucy, that's very interesting, because a lot of people, my generation, your generation, we look at this and we say, everybody needs to go to college.
No.
I'm with you, right? It's not for everybody. We need to get our kids educated better to be equipped to go out and be a plumber, which is a great paying
Absolutely.
Job out of school.
Absolutely. Sheet metal worker.
Right.
A roofer. And that comes from the high school. We need to put more money into the high schools for shop training. That's all gone. We worry about the arts. We worry about music. We worry about that, which is fine. It belongs there.
Absolutely.
But we also need to train these kids. And that's why so many people drop out. It's not because they don't want to learn. It's because they're bored to death. They're not learning anything. When you become a carpenter.
They lose their self-esteem.
Yeah. When you become a carpenter, you are learning math every single day without realizing it. So people who draw, I don't want to do that because I don't like algebra. You're learning it. In the trades, that's why I love the trade unions, because they have an apprenticeship program. They take these kids. They teach them. They're also going helmets to hard hats. The number one people go after are our homeless vets, which I think is very admirable. They teach them a skill. They teach them how to live on their own and have a very, very good job.
But they're quickly doing 56, and that's the California proposition on the tobacco tax, because that's one that I've found very misleading, because they talk about the tobacco tax and the money is going to go to schools.
There's no connection. I just never vote for anything with tobacco. For a product. I used to be on the American Cancer Society's board of directors, and I could never be president, vice president, but never president, because it's a dichotomy. Do you want people to quit smoking, or do you want the tax from the people who do smoke? You can't have both, because if your idea is to get everybody to quit smoking, and you've already invested that money for Children First in Orange County, if everybody quit smoking, you don't have a pool of money. So guess who's going to start paying that money? Look in the mirror, because it's going to be you. I never vote for tax on a product, because it never goes to where it says it's going to go, and the pool just gets bigger and bigger, and you never accomplish that. You never get people to quit drinking sodas. You never get people to quit tobacco. It's all going to be a black market.
Great information. I'm with you on that one. I've been telling folks right along on tobacco. I'm a big no on that one. Sounds like we're in alignment there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, more on the propositions with Lucille Crane. We'll also talk about 4 demands to make on your real estate agent when buying a home, top reverse mortgage alternatives, retirees should know all that. And you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Anytime, 306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 7954. ATP to 7954 will build a household board of directors for you. All you need to do is take a 2-3 minute survey. You'll get the information. Quickly, I want to give you the 4 demands to make on a real estate agent when you're looking to buy a home. Number 1, the agent must tell you the truth about the price. You've got to have confidence in your real estate agent. Understand the timetable with which your family is dealing. Remove as many challenges as possible. Do you need needs versus wants? And then maybe if I had it, it'd be great. That's a whole list to make. Find the right house. Good agents know how to deliver good news. Great agents know how to deliver tough news. In today's market, you need a great agent, not just a good agent. And if you don't know one, give me a holler, 800-306-1990. I would be happy to introduce you. Yes, I do have a license. I've taken all the testing that's required to be a real estate professional. I do not use it. I don't have the time for it or the desire, but I will introduce you to somebody in your neighborhood. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Tech ATP to 79564. Continuing our conversation with Lucille Kring this morning. Lucille is a candidate for city council election. Great person for you to get to know. I've talked to Lucille many times in your first term. Mm-hmm. You've been on 2-3 times with us.
Yes.
And great information. We chat during the show off air at different events as well. Highly, highly recommended. And they're looking for some real Well, I'll say it, Lucy. You can't say it. There's some real flakes running for office. When you start hearing about the people that are running, I hope you're not on this side of it, Lucille, but the people that are running based on making Anaheim a sanctuary city, really?
No, no, no.
I mean, let's see if we could invite as many criminals, and by definition, I mean, some of them are fine people. But if you've come here illegally, I mean, I know you want to do what's best for your family. And it's a great, great country, but by definition, that means they've done something illegal. There is a right way and a wrong way to do things. Just saying that to you. Come on now, let's get on the right side. But let's talk about some more of the propositions, Lucille. Let's go to 58, the bilingual education in public schools.
Another travesty. Who comes with this stuff? Anyway, the voters passed Prop 227 a number of years ago, in 1990, in fact, and it was for parents who did not want their kids in, actually, it was English immersion, I believe. And so I have friends who are Hispanic, and they made sure they taught kids Spanish at home. But school, even though they had a surname that was Spanish, they said, my kid will be in English. I want my child to learn English in school. Do not give me thing he's got a Spanish surname. And that's what people want their kids to have. English is the language of commerce. It's used for every person in air travel. And that's what we want. We want kids to learn the language of the state and the nation and the world to be prosperous. I think it's fabulous to be bilingual or trilingual, and I wish I were. But we cannot to be taught in Spanish or any other language. In Anaheim schools, there's about 70 different languages that the parents speak. We don't have to teach that. You do that at home. So this is a very bad proposition.
And it gets back to my belief. I was raised with an iron fist. I raised my kids that way. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. My kids did not get to vote on what they were taking in school. Right? They were required, obviously, at the time that they were in school, English was primary language.
Right.
But they also had to take Spanish every semester it was offered.
Right.
Because there is a lot of Spanish-speaking people in our communities. Right. But that was not because the schools were saying it that way. That was mom and dad taking a stand saying, I want my kids to know X, Y, and Z, and we're going to make that happen.
And that's fabulous. And that person who has two languages under the belt is wonderful. You can be a translator. You can be with the UN. It's just perfect. But it needs to be from the family. It cannot be mandated from the state. That's where we lose it. And you have some of the kids, especially as a person who's running for re-election, knocking on doors, and the people don't speak English. And it is such a tragedy because we're not, even the kids don't speak English. And it's such a tragedy because they're going to go out and not going to have a future.
Sure. And it puts the kids at a big debt. Could you imagine, Lucille, if we had to take all 17 of these ballot measures and put them into this, would you say 68 languages in Anaheim alone?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. And we have to figure out if they were translated properly.
Right.
And who's going to do all of that?
That's, and kill all those trees to print it.
Speaking of trees and growing, we're gonna go there
like
with
you.
How
I set you up.
perfect segue there, yeah. Lucille. We've got Proposition 64.
Oh, my favorite.
The marijuana initiative, and it's ironic here because all the money is in favor of the initiative. It's amazing how the money is in favor of it, but then when we look down and see who the players are, the individuals that are in favor. Gavin Newsom and Bernie Sanders, they might have been on it when they were making their decisions here. Surprises me, Tom Campbell's for it. George Miller is for it. The California Democrat Party is for it. That's not a whole lot of surprise there. California Young Democrats, the Los Angeles County Democrat Party, not a surprise there. Civic organizations, the African American Alcohol, other drug council is for it. Berkeley Patients Group, there's no surprise that the folks in Berkeley are for it. They were for it before.
Surprise.
And then how about Dana Rohrabacher? I believe he's for it.
Is it? Oh, really? I didn't see that. I didn't catch his name on there. But, yeah, Dana Rohrabacher is right on there.
Right.
Mark Leno is on there. Let's see if we can find anybody other than me that's against it. Dianne Feinstein's against it. This might be the first.
Wow.
I might be voting for something that's on the same page as Dianne Feinstein for the first time.
That's scary.
The California Republican Party is against it. The Libertarian Party, that's surprising. The Libertarian Party is against it. The Auto Club is against it. That's an interesting one. I wonder why they're against it as well. Significant number of mayors. I noted that our Anaheim mayor is not listed on here anywhere.
I have so many things to say, and I can't.
And I will. It's not lining his own pocket, in my opinion. Maybe he's going to go build some plants or something like
that.
There
you go.
He could have six. But here's the issue, and then I'll have you share your thoughts. I spoke with the sheriff of Orange County. Sandra Hutchins was in. And the thing that really got me that nobody will talk about is there are limitations on alcohol and tobacco advertising on kids programming.
Mm-hmm.
There's no limitation on marijuana in this proposition on the kids programming. Unbelievable.
Well, you have to start them young so you get the money back.
So tell me your thoughts on this. I think I can guess.
Oh, well, I'm a no. No. If I could vote multiple times, it's been a disaster. I understand alcohol and I drink wine, but, you get to a point where you stop drinking because you're driving or you take Uber. But with marijuana, I've never tried it, so I don't know what the effects are. Some people say they indulge every day and there's no effect at all. But in Colorado, they still have a tremendous amount of problems, even though they legalized a number of years ago. There are more people ending up in the ER room in Colorado from an overdose of marijuana than there are from opiates. And that is startling, because you just don't know the quality of the marijuana. When we had medical marijuana approved a number of years ago in California, I thought that there should be a plant that's regulated someplace that all the marijuana is the same. You can't get whatever the ingredients, higher, lower, in between. And I really
thought, like a pill and pill.
Right. And I thought that it should go to CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, any drugstore. If you had a prescription, you go to the drugstore and get it. But you don't know what the compound is. It's coming up from Mexico. Colorado has still not stopped cartels out of Mexico or south of the border.
So their DUI counts are way up.
Right. And it's just tragic. And so every law enforcement agency is absolutely against this, because you make it legal and they're just going to be puffing away. And we're going to get that secondhand smoke. It's bad enough if you pass a person smoking a cigarette with their window down. I find that very offensive. And now we're going to legalize marijuana. And it's very interesting. The federal government still has marijuana as no. They're against it. And yet these states come up and say, we're going to do it. And the feds don't do anything. It's really very schizophrenic.
Well, and you know something, I like the idea because it also affects Anaheim, that one of the latest things from Donald Trump was no federal funding to sanctuary cities. And maybe if the cities and states are looking at breaking the law, the federal law, get the laws changed. This is the way to do it. In my opinion, this is the way it should be done. I'm against the marijuana initiative. But you know something? This is a democracy. We have the right to vote. That's the right way of making changes. In my opinion, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, top reverse mortgage alternatives retirees should know about. We'll chat about that. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send hand you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, any of them that you wish, FHA, the best loan on the market, the VA loan. Thank you to our military men and women who have earned that product. Jumbo loans, our friends over at Gold Star, they have all of them. So what are the alternatives you might want to consider in lieu of reverse mortgage? And you know that I am a very, very big proponent of the reverse mortgage because, well, I've studied it, number one. I got one from my mom, number two. And I understand how it can protect your equity and your tax liability. But what are the others saying that you should understand ahead of time? Well, refinancing. Now, that's an option if you still have good income and if you want to continue making a payment. Do I think that's better than reverse mortgage? Not really. Home equity borrowing with periodic repayment. Well, the thing to understand with a home equity line of credit is 10 years out, you're going to be looking at a 15-year amortization table. That means large payments. Do you want that? I don't think that's a good one either. Downsizing. That's an option, but I can tell you this, again, from just using my own household, my mom's got a very large house. She's very, very comfortable there. She doesn't want to downsize. She doesn't want to move. Seniors want to move. When I talk to seniors, what do they want most? They want financial independence, and they want personal independence. They don't want to have to count on you and me, their kids. They don't want that. They want to be independent. So help them understand that part. That's why starting next January, the third Saturday of every month, we are going to be running seminars, or actually I call them senior symposiums, and we're going to bring together 10 or 15 different people, different organizations to work with our seniors, get them the information, tools, products that are beneficial for them to achieve their golden year goals. Just a thought, that is the Mortgage Minute today, again brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. We are continuing our conversation with Anaheim Mayor Pro Tem and candidate for re-election, Anaheim City Council. We didn't even talk about this, Lucille. What district?
Four.
District four.
The resort area.
The resort. Well, so you got a lot of...
Hotels, no people.
A lot of good stuff going on in your area.
A lot of great stuff. District four is very interesting. It's about 40% apartments.
Really?
Really. Yeah. So because it encompasses the resort, the hotels, convention center, Disneyland, that takes a big swath of the land. So mine gets a big U, goes 92802 this way down and then up into 92805.
Interesting.
It's huge.
And so let's talk a little bit about some of the issues that are going on in the district. I mean, we've got a lot of these propositions. Actually, let's do the two propositions and then
on the death penalty.
I want to talk about Proposition 62 and Proposition 66. Do not vote the same on both of them.
Correct.
That's a big issue right there. Don't vote the same on both of them. 62 repeals the death penalty. 66 is death penalty procedures are discussed.
Well, I'm a proponent of the death penalty, but the way it's been going on, people die in prison before they get executed. So I think that just getting a needle in your arm, not that I would have to experience that, but it doesn't seem like it's cruel and unusual punishment considering the most heinous crimes are up for the death penalty. If you murder somebody, you don't usually get a death penalty because they always, well, their circumstances are this or that. But if you have 12 people suggesting that you get the death penalty, it was for something pretty horrendous. So I'm a big proponent of the death penalty. I'm a no 62. And the idea of just putting them in prison for life without parole, a governor could get in there and you could have some sweet-talking lawyer and all of a sudden it changes and they're out on the street again. And 66, that one is a yes because that reduces the numbers of appeals and the cost to the taxpayer. And we need to do that because these appeals go on and on and on. And it costs us, the taxpayers, a great deal of money. So if you've got the evidence that this person actually did it and you do the DNA that we have now and it's found that the person is guilty, I think we should reduce the numbers of appeals and get on with it.
And they're automatically, I'm with you, Lucy, on both of those. They get their automatic appeal.
Absolutely.
So, which is good. We don't want to make mistakes.
No.
This is something that's too serious to have a mistake made.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's out there, number one, we are not voting. We're voting to allow the death penalty is what our position is.
Right.
But all we're really doing is saying, you knew going in that you were committing a crime. You asked for consequences, same as we do with our kids, right? When my kids made a mistake or did something that they knew was against the rules of the house, there were consequences. Now, obviously, they're not this kind of grave consequences, right?
I mean, not. Right? Well, you're tough, but not that tough.
Right, exactly. But people are asking for consequences, so why shouldn't they be delivered?
Right, because these people are sound of mind. Not that you had an episode and lost your mind or crazy, because you never get the death penalty. So you're right. These people did it. They knew it. And they should be. There's consequences.
And if it's done quickly, then it solves several other problems. But one thing that it does have is a big, big benefit, again, my opinion, is the number one weapon that I want our law enforcement and our military, to be honest with you, to have is deterrence.
Right.
Right. If people know that, hey, you know something, if I do this, if I show a police officer, right, I am going to get the death penalty. Make a decision. Is that worth it for me to do that? Because there's a big deterrence on there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know these characters that are doing things to our law enforcement, they're going to get them.
Absolutely.
And they should get them. And I've said it many, many times. I hope it doesn't go to trial and they get the right person. That's just my opinion.
Right.
But
and so many of these people commit these crimes and they're witnesses now with cameras all over the place. It's probably very unusual in this day and age for somebody to be falsely accused with the DNA and everything. And the
police were to stay that way.
Yeah.
Because we see a lot of police officers are falsely accused.
Absolutely.
And then they show up that they're exonerated.
Right. It's very sad. But everybody's got a cell phone. No matter what your status in life, everybody's got a phone. And they're all taking pictures and video people. So the cameras, the police now are wearing body cameras so they can capture the crime or the event. So for their protection. So no on 62, and yes on 66.
Perfect. Let's talk about your local election. So I just heard disturbing news. Is it your opposition that's proponent of Sanctuary City?
Yes. There was a forum last week. And
the name of this person?
Arturo Ferreras.
Arturo Ferreras. You're on our radar, Mr. Ferreras.
Yes. He said, well, he's Filipino. He came here, I believe, legally. He's a citizen. And he was at a forum last week. And a young lady who said, I'm undocumented, not me, the young lady, and said, I want to be here. I deserve all the rights of America. And what do you think about a sanctuary city in Anaheim? My opponent said, I support that. And so did many others, but we're only talking about District 4. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is insane. And he also has said he wants to take transportation money and build schools with that. First of all, transportation money is in a pot of its own. You can't shuffle it around. It's not fungible.
So he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't know. And we don't build schools. The school district builds schools. So he's just shooting at the hip.
That's a shame when there's not enough time to really vet some of these folks into these different issues because, you know, we have the right, obviously, to elect whomever we want.
Absolutely.
But that we also, I believe, we should be exercising a duty to learn about these individuals. And if they don't know, I mean, I have no clue, Lucille, how you as an elected official get as much knowledge as you all have to have because people are throwing everything at you. At least when I throw stuff at you, right? We have an idea that we're going to talk about propositions. So it gave you some time to do some homework. You didn't know what questions I'm. What we can pull a Donna Brazil here, so I didn't send you the questions in advance.
That's true. He did not.
Right. So you can do some research. I mean, when somebody doesn't know that you can't take transportation dollars and put it into a school district,
mm-hmm.
or you can't take a hotel tax that is money that you didn't have and give it back to other people.
Yes.
It doesn't work that way.
That is an excellent question because we do have the hotel incentive. And the week before we voted on it, the register, and I believe it was Brian Kaye, because you can always tell how he writes, he said, you should give this an even playing field. And if you're going to do a hotel incentive for one, just open it up for everybody. And that's exactly what we did. We did not pick winners. We did not pick anybody. People came, knocked on the door of the planning department and said, I want to build a four diamond. And they have to build to that quality, AAA, that they set out all the requirements. You have to spend $225,000 a room plus $30,000 minimum for FF&E, fixtures and equipment and things like that. And that is a hard nut to crack. And these people, they are not going to build it without an incentive. There has not been one four-diamond hotel built in 15 years in the city.
Unbelievable. So you have to do these things. It's just called common sense.
Right.
Great information, as always. Thanks to Lucille Kring for joining us. Get out and vote for Lucille in District 4, Anaheim, and make sure your voice is heard. Get yourself educated. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come here every day and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I love your line. Make a lot of money. Make a lot of people and have a lot of fun.
Make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun.